Total Tuscany Podcast, number 24. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined by co-publisher, my travel partner, Mr. Pat Campagna. What's up, Pat?
Travis, having a great day. How about you?
We're getting closer and closer to 2015, and that means we are on our two-year cycle, which means we will be returning to Tuscany in 2015, which is something I know you and I are both looking forward to.
Think about it every day, I think, and talk about it every day.
You know, we were fortunate enough to be featured on the Around Tuscany blog. And if you go to Visit Tuscany website or the Around Tuscany website, it's a great little piece. And we want to thank them for doing a feature on us because they didn't have to do that. But it really kind of showed our passion towards Tuscany and the stories we get to tell about people who live in Tuscany, work in Tuscany, and offer great services in Tuscany. And today is really no exception, because where did you get married? Did you get married in a church?
We were married in a chapel in a church.
Yeah. And I got married in a church. And I think the longer we've been married, we're like, we don't have anything against the church wedding, but we see my wife and I see the simpler points of, you know, few intimate people, maybe a beach setting. I know a lot of Americans get married in Mexico on a beach. But if I were to do it over again, if I were to renew my vows, should we say, I think I would do it on a beach in Tuscany.
Well, and if I was to do it over again, I think we'd definitely go traveling and do the wedding. A smaller wedding overseas would be wonderful. And I think we found somebody that specializes in Tuscan weddings.
And it is a dream come true, and you can make your dream come true.
So I think we found a wedding planner in Tuscany who specializes in Tuscan weddings. Her name, Serena Giovannini.
Serena, thanks so much for joining us. And I guess I have to ask the typical starting question is, how did you get started doing what you're doing?
Hello, first of all, everybody. Well, this is a quite, you know, it's very good for me to reply to this question, because that was actually a really tough decision to me. I've been spending 10 years working in a university and in a public administration. And then I realized that was something, you know, different for me to be done, especially when I grew my family. You know, my first daughter came, and I really needed to be more flexible in my time and probably to make a better use of all my skills and competences. So I kind of gathered them up and thought about what was, you know, my ideal job. And that's what I did. I mean, I founded my company, and it was not easy, of course. I used to say that it's still in startup, even if it's already 5 years. But, you know, I never see myself like accomplished, not fully accomplished. So there's always space to grow and to improve.
Serena.
So that's how it started in 2008, 2009.
So tell the listeners, what's unique about your company and what you're trying to do?
Well, my three main focuses are on consultancy. So what I basically do, I help people from abroad to arrange anything in Tuscany and eventually Italy, which is traveling, which is organizing an event such as wedding or any other private event. And I help people staying in a villa, maybe a smaller, larger group, to arrange for trips and tours and excursions, activities, anything. So basically, I try to, I'm kind of a regional in answer. I don't know how to say, but you know, I try to boost as much as possible of what is possible, you know, to be done and to be experienced in my area. So according to what I usually do, you know, what I usually go to or know.
You know, in the United States, and I'm intrigued by your wedding planning, because in the United States, a lot of Americans who want a beach wedding will take off and go to Mexico and go to, you know, go to Cozumel, or they'll go to Playa del Carmen, but they don't think of Tuscany in a beach wedding. You can get the beach wedding in Tuscany, can't you?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Well, that's actually, I know that to American people, there might be, you know, better places to go rather than Tuscany. But it's unusual to say, but Tuscany has wonderful beaches, wonderful seaside, and it's very various. I mean, where I live in Versilia, we have 15 kilometers of fine sandy beaches, and whether if you go southern, you find, you know, rocky beaches and cliffs, and it's really wonderful to travel all the coast south to Rome and to find so many different landscapes. So well, it's not that fashionable to the American people, have to say, the beach wedding, I mean, but, you know, to Italian people and to European people, you know, especially the one coming from Northern Europe, it's quite fashionable. No, they enjoy symbolic wedding on the beach, and the only thing which is not really, and I have to say, no, it's not, it's a little bit disappointing, is that we cannot really celebrate civil weddings on the beach yet. So they're kind of symbolic.
You know, take it from us, from two Americans, there's no better place to go for anything but Tuscany. So if Americans think there's somewhere else to go, trust me, there's no better place to go than Tuscany.
I agree.
Do you get many American weddings, or is it mostly Italians and Europeans that do their weddings in Tuscany?
Well, there's a mix. There's a mix. For beach wedding, I have to say that, yeah, usually the people are not really coming from U.S. The American people are really focusing on the, you know, the typical Tuscan landscape. So they're really looking for the lifestyle of the Tuscan countryside. So they really, you know, dream about the small boroughs and the hillside vineyards, and I have to say that, you know, you already mentioned, no, Mexico and, you know, the Caribbean islands. So not probably the kind of stereotype, no, that they have of Tuscany. But I might say that Versilia, so the region in northern Tuscany where I'm settled, actually in Viareggio, which is the biggest town in the area, it's really very, it's very good area for weddings, because we have a very, very different kind of landscapes, all in a very small portion of land. No, so we have the Lake of Puccini, no, Giacomo Puccini, you know, the musician, and then the sandy beaches and the Alpine Alps, which are really, you know, peaky rocky mountains where hiking and you know, trails are really a blast. And then we have, you know, hillside and with small villages and hilltop covered with olive groves. So it's really kind of a lot of chances, a lot of choices, you know, for just for a small area.
So if our listeners are debating on a little intimate wedding, maybe a couple and 6 or 10 people, you handle that. And what's the largest wedding you've dealt with?
Well, usually they don't go farther than 30, 40 people. But of course, no, there might be differences. But this summer, I really, really enjoyed a wedding of two people, you know, the couple. They were alone. I featured as a witness, and I was everybody, you know. I was kind of the genie from the lamp, no?
That's
I was
good.
Doing everything. I was the witness. I was the interpreter. I was everything. But it was so, you know, full of love, full of emotional, so emotional. So it was really fantastic. Everybody, you know, you can choose whatever you want. It depends on the experience you want to have.
The website is wishversilia.it. Of course, you could link up to it right on our webpage, totaltuscany.com. You mentioned the landscapes of Tuscany, and I think Pat and I have been or fallen victim to going to the more traditional landscapes. And if there's one area of Tuscany we have not really explored, it's been the northern part of Tuscany. I've driven to Cinque Terre and spent time in Cinque Terre, but I've never spent as much time in the northern area of Tuscany as maybe I should have. And Pat, I know, has done Lucca more than I have, but what is it that makes the northern part of Tuscany unique and different from other parts of Tuscany?
This is a good question. Actually, the first thing is that, as already said, it's really a small hidden gem where you really find everything, no? In a very small distance, because you can really drive up in the mountains in half an hour, and then in a few kilometers you're, you know, laying on the sand with a beer in your hand, or, you know, whatever, a glass of wine. And then you can reach for Florence in 1 hour. You can be in Pisa and Lucca in 15 minutes. So, and Cinque Terre in 30 minutes. I mean, it's really the perfect starting point. And when you're there, you can choose if you want to stay in a cottage in the hill, or if you want to stay in a villa by the sea, or, I don't know, if you want to stay by the lake, because we have this large lake area. And so, you know, you have really, really wide option, a lot of options, whether when you're staying in Siena, Val d'Orcia, Chianti, which I really love, by the way, it's almost, you know, all the same. So when you choose that destination, you know where you're going, huh? You know that you will find, you know, that kind of landscape. Whether when you go to Versilia, you never know, because you might be having tordelli, which is a typical dish in a first course in a water mill restaurant in the hills, and then you can go to a club in Porto de Marmi, you know, which is by the sea. So that is really amazing to me, you know, that you can really have everything in just in a bunch.
So do you concentrate the wedding planning in just this area, or what's the footprint of your expertise there?
Yeah, well, no, I don't concentrate in my area, because as I told, you know, the couples can really come from different expectations. So I wished I could, but I usually focus on Tuscany, you know, the typical Tuscany areas, which can be the Val d'Orcia, Vicenza, Pienza. Actually, I have a wonderful location in Bagno Vignone. I think you were there.
I was. Beautiful.
Yeah. I think I really love that place, because it's so romantic, so wonderful. And then I have locations in Chianti area and all over Tuscany mostly. But, you know, in Versilia, the people from, you know, the Italian people usually seek for Versilia, not really the foreign people. That's why I'm so much pushing on, you know, trying to promote my area, even writing, you know, about it. I used to offer myself a blog in anywhere, you know, and I have a monthly contribution on a magazine, you know, just in order to tell more about the area and maybe, you know, have people wish to come here, no?
Is the price structure a little different in the northern part in Versilia? And what I mean by that, you know, Chianti, very popular. A lot of people want to go spend time at the vineyards, even down by Pienza and Montepulciano. But is the price structure maybe for a villa a little different in the northern area than it is in the other popular parts?
I have to say that no. The price structure is more or less the same. The main differences are that when you're looking for a wedding in Val d'Orcia or in Chianti, you will probably have to make advance booking, because that is really, really difficult to find available dates, especially in the weekends. And especially if you're looking for civil ceremonies in the municipalities, the public offices. So that is really a must. Then if you in northern Tuscany area, I have to say that the seaside area is very, very expensive for the same reason I told you, because many people either from Italy and from Russia are really, you know, looking for villas and apartments in the area for their holidays. Whether on the hillside, it might be a little bit cheaper. But yet, you know, the price lists are really averagely the same as all over Tuscany.
So, Serena, if a couple in the United States or England, they're really seriously thinking about a wedding in Tuscany, how much planning, advanced planning, do you recommend that they give to you? Is this a year-long process, 6 months? And then after they've committed to this situation, how often are you communicating with them to make sure that the wedding goes the way that they would really like it to go?
Yeah, well, the best would be to start like 1 year in advance. But we can do, you know, according to the kind of event that you want to rent to be arranged. then it can be even 2 months, no? And but then it depends also on the flexibility that you want to have, no? If you want to have the date set just for you, or maybe you're flexible with your date, and then you need to have at least, as you said, 6 months is the average, because that is also the documents are lasting 6 months. So usually, you know, the civil weddings take place in that kind of time span. Then it's I really recommend having a wedding planner, first of all, because there's really many different paperworks and bureaucracy to tackle, which is not easy for an Italian person. So I can even imagine, no, when a foreign guy come from abroad and have to understand, no, the 1,000 rules, and which are always, by the way, are always different. I mean, the rules are the same, but then according to the different offices, you always find, no, you know, discrepancies. So if you have somebody to look after them, then it will be really, really easier and smooth. Then what I usually recommend with a wedding planner is that we know the right supplier. No, we know the best bargain. So we really know the best deal for you. It depends also on, you know, the kind of event that you want to arrange. But when you are assisted by somebody, you know, you are always ready to solve, you know, last minute hitches or, you know, any kind of problem that may, you know, event that may just occur at the last minute.
So I can make the paperwork really easy, though, because in 2018, I'll be celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary. I can just hire you to renew my vows, right? So we can just really do a vow renewal right there on the beach without any paperwork, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the easiest. Yes, that's totally perfect. Yes, you don't need anything. You just, you know, choose the location and, you know, you choose your the other half and and it's done.
It'd be interesting if she's still with me in 3 years, because Lord knows I do enough to screw up, I think, like all men do. But Serena, you focus in on so many aspects. Give us a funny story of something that has happened, maybe with a wedding or with a tour, that you just was totally unexpected to you, but just makes you laugh today.
Well, there's one event. And that I really want to tell you, which I'm actually, it's not really laughing about, but I'm proud of, is that I was arranging for a kind of, how can I say, but a declaration, no? Engagement.
Yep.
For two ladies in Chianti. So they were having, you know, kind of a surprise, one for the other. So they picked up a Vespa, vintage Vespa, and I arranged for a picnic in a farm. And then when they got there by sunset, they had the basket, the wine, and then, you know, the ring, just to make them, you know, just for them. And that was really a nice thing for me to contribute, no, to love for a couple. And, you know, regardless of if they're a couple or the two men, two women, I mean, love is love, no? So I don't really care for anything. And the funny thing that I want to tell you happened in the last event that I ran in September, and I had to escort the couple to the reception restaurant, and so we were all so much enthusiastic, no? And so Serena, why don't you come with us? No, maybe you can guide us to the restaurant. And I was supposed to go after the ceremony, no? And they were alone, so no, come with us. And I said, okay, I can come with you. And you know, I will just use my GPS, and then we go to the restaurant. The restaurant was in 5 kilometers in Chianti. Lost in Chianti, and we really, it was dark because it was the end of September. It was 7:38, and it was really dark, and we got lost in the middle of nowhere in Chianti, and they were really so upset, no, because they didn't even realize, no, that we an Italian person and in Tuscany, original from Tuscany, can be lost in Chianti. But that really happens, no? So I was really, you know, frightened, and I was so much. Then we laughed about it. We had a glass of wine. We forgot about everything. But it was really the worst half an hour of my life. And don't trust a GPS in Tuscany.
And you were on a Vespa, right?
No, that time they were having it. They had vintage 500. I mean 500.
Okay.
But that was not, you know, the kind with the gear with a hand gear. It was not really easy to drive. So they were so frustrated because we were going up and down the hill. I probably remember that when I'm older.
Pat can really feel your driving pains because he doesn't know how to drive a stick, and he got stuck driving a stick in Rome, going the wrong way down a one-way street.
That's a long story, sir.
Oh yeah, yes. I imagine.
I'm challenged with a.
I used to go by train to Rome. I never drive. I mean, unless my husband loves, but I don't. I don't trust the Romani.
So we always ask, especially people we interview who are from Tuscany, is where is your favorite place to go? I mean, tourists will like to go to the tourist parts, but where do you like to go when you want to get away, just within Tuscany? Where do you go?
That's a big question. Okay, apart from my area, of course, I really love going to Bagno Vignoni and Montalcino. I think, you know, it's really coming. It's kind of part of my soul. I really love that area. I love the landscapes. I love the people. I love the wine. That is my favorite one. Don't ask me, you know, the difference. Some people say the Super Tuscan. Some other people say the Chianti. I love the 100 Sangiovese Brunello di Montalcino. So that's really my favorite area. And I used to go there every time, you know, every year. I was there last month for the Sagra del Tordo in Montalcino, which is usually the last weekend in October. So anytime I can, I go back because I really love that area. But I could really mention so many. I love Bulgari. I love the coast south of Livorno with so many different villages that you can drive easily one from the other, no? And then food is great, and you know the seaside is great as well. I love Volterra area. I love Mugello. Oh wow, Mugello! It's north of Florence. It's toward the Apennines. It's really amazing. It's an amazing place. The sceneries are really, you know, high catching. So you know, I it's difficult to catch one. But as you already said in another podcast, I think that you really have to come back, you know, have a plan. Every 2 years, you go back to Tuscany and you explore a different area. And then you select, no?
Yeah. So if a couple said, we're coming over, you plan it. And carte blanche, you decide. Is there a wedding that you dream of planning? Where would that be? What part of Tuscany?
Well, there's a wedding that I planned for myself, maybe. Well, it's close to the one that I told you in Val d'Orcia. Some friends of mine have a wonderful villa overlooking Pienza, and you can actually listen to the bells now from the village, from Pienza. And you have all the hillside, you know, surrounding you, and they change color according to the different periods. You know, they become green or yellow, and it's really amazing. And I really dream of having a outside reception, you know, the kind of many candles around, and then dancing by the pool all night. So that is the kind of event that I love. Very, you know, easygoing. Friendly and foodie.
Serena is a travel consultant. She's a wedding planner, and she can be your personal concierge in Tuscany. It's wishversilla.it. And Serena, you've been absolutely wonderful. It's your service is inspiring, and I really hope you have a successful tourist season and wedding season when it comes up. You've been a great interview.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to you for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
And Pat, I know we focused a lot in on the wedding planning, but she really does concierge tours. She's a tour planner. She can do much more than just planning a wedding for you. I mean, she's all encompassing.
Yeah, you renew your vows. That was a great question you asked. And so, from the catering to the villa to the photography, the whole thing. Let somebody else take care of it. And the paperwork, I hadn't thought about that. The paperwork over there would be immense.
There's always red tape somewhere. It doesn't matter if you're in the United States or if you're in Italy. There's always going to be some type of red tape. And that's why when you travel, you can do a lot of things on your own. And we encourage that self-exploration. But remember, it's always nice to have that knowledge, that home base, somebody you can really lean on and rely on, and that's where Serena comes in very, very handy. And I tell you what, she's got a great personality, and check out her website at wishbrasilia.it. Of course, you can find it right here on our website at totaltuscany.com. If you like the Total Tuscany website, which I'm sure you do, everybody loves the Total Tuscany website, make sure to subscribe to the website or rather the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter at Total Tuscany and also like our Facebook page, Total Tuscany. If you have a subject, a story you would like to hear, feel free to email us, Travis@TotalTuscany.com or Pat@TotalTuscany.com. Pat, I'm looking forward to more great stories to tell because I get motivated each and every time we talk to somebody new.
We're getting ramped up.
Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on the Total Tuscany Podcast.